Number 76. A History in the Trees. As a foreword to this story, I must say that I am one of those people who has many formidable forebears. Some have been good, some have been bad, but they have all been interesting and noteworthy people. I have learned about them by reading the folios regarding my family history. However, strangely enough, the greatest forebearer of all is a man who in his formative years was viewed as a foolhardy fop. His true name has been lost in all the folklore surrounding him, but I foretell, with the use of forensic science, we will be able to one day uncover the complete story of his life. What we do know is that he was a folksy type with a foppish character. Although he was friendly and likable, he was always getting into trouble. In his youth, he would commit follies like foraging for foodstuff in his neighbors' houses, fondling the local girls, and footling when he should have been working. At that time, he was employed as a forger in a small forge. However, he was easily distracted, and to amuse himself, he would often commit forgery of the criminal type rather than forging metal. The townspeople became so tired of him, they put together a formation to create a foolproof plan to deal with him. They decided he had to forfeit his place in society and forego human company, and banished him into the woods. As a formality, they decided that to scare him, they must put him in the most forbidding area of the woods. They forecast that he would try to make forays into town. To forestall him from doing this, they put him across the river, in a spot with no fords or footholds, where they expected him to be completely foreclosed. They forebode that the forfeiture of human company would make this social man very forlorn. However, he turned out to have a great forbearance for forest life. Many signs had foreshadowed his banishment, and he had had the foresight to prepare. His foreknowledge of foraging made him a great forager in the woods. As well, he had a keen sense of foreboding, and would use it to avoid danger. He was happy with his new life, and found it fomented his already keen interest in forestry. In time, he became the most knowledgeable civiculturist in the world. He is now acknowledged as the forerunner to all the great achievements that have ever been made in the field of forestry.